The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Your head, there you go, right along with the music, waiting for the world to change. This is What's on Your Mind. Am I the only one doing this, Todd? Come on, Manny.
What?
Body, let's go. Clap along. Good thing's starting. Boom. 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 There we go. Exactly. Now we're in the mode. It's our morning calisthenics here, ladies and gentlemen. It is the way to get your blood pumping. Get you fired up.
My
and,
blood doesn't pump.
Ready to weigh in on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, our flagship operation in Bismarck, Mandan, home of the one and only Carson Wentz. Man, do I love this story. Man, do I want to know what's going to happen a week from tonight. In Chicago, Illinois. In fact, I tried to go and cover it for you. Obviously, it's going to happen Thursday night, so we would have been able to do a show a week from today, Thursday morning and Friday. But you had to have your NFL credential request in long ago. Missed the deadline, so didn't happen. There'll be others there. We will cover things and talk to folks. And we now know, I can say with good authority, we now know that Carson Wentz will be either a Los Angeles Ram or a Philadelphia Eagle. Because the Eagles now have swindled away the second pick from the Cleveland Browns. So they're into the number two spot now after some horse trading. So you L.A. Rams could take them. I still think they're going to. I think, it's a North Dakota factor. Character counts. I do. So I think the Rams are going to take them. But if they don't, Philadelphia Eagles got into the second spot to take whoever the Rams do not take, so pretty safe bet he's one or two, which is really an amazing story. Anyway, that's the Bismarck story of the week, of the month. It's a big one. There's a lot going on. We're also coming to you from AM 1100, The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, KTGO booming to the Bakken, and KLTC 1460 on the western edge in Dickinson. How about that? Okay, friends, let's go to town, and here's the telephone numbers to join us, 800-228-0550. That's the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. When you dial it, you can chat with us live on the air, or you can press 1 and leave a message. Yeah, so you have a chance to say, here's what I want to say, and I don't want to be interrupted, and I just want to say it. We use those regularly, so make today the day you weigh in on the program, either by chatting with us live on the air, having a little dialogue. Ask me anything. I love answering your questions. Really do. So no questions off limits. Bring them on. Or you can text a question and or a comment. And Todd the Radio God has in his hot little hand a device which will instantaneously get your comment to the airwaves. And that is 701-226-8503. You can also email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We are brought to you today by the Northwest Landowners Association. And if you're a landowner in North Dakota, I really want you to consider joining the Northwest Landowners Association. Now, this is a good-sized group, but given the amount of landowners in North Dakota, there should be thousands of people in this group. I mean, thousands and thousands. The membership is dirt cheap. I mean, dirt cheap. Unlike anything in any other association you'll join. But the benefit is humongous. And what you get is a seat at the table at very important discussions, protecting land, not stopping the progress of utilizing North Dakota's great energy resources, but having a conversation about how to do that responsibly and protect the land. And if you're a member of the Northwest Landowners Association, you have access to premium information on the North Dakota Oil and Gas Division website. You get assistance and education regarding issues affecting your property rights. They have representation at the legislative proceedings. You're in the know with newsletters and email updates. Good stuff. Good group that has really earned a lot of respect in the halls of Bismarck for a real responsible dialogue. If you own land in North Dakota, These folks are looking to help you. You can help them help you by joining the Northwest Landowners Association. Go to nwlandowners.com, nwlandowners.com. So I see a story last night in the Hill newspaper, which is a Washington, D.C., U.S. Capitol publication, fairly well known and a respected organization. And the headline says, Trump, Capitol Hill surrogate, says Cruz should drop out. What do you think that surrogate is? You know, if you're a Facebook friend of mine or follow us on Facebook, because I posted the story right away and asked what you thought of this, whether or not you agreed or did not. Posted late yesterday. It's in today's Hill. Here's the story. A Donald Trump surrogate on Capitol Hill called on Ted Cruz to quit the presidential race, saying it's time for GOP elites to accept the billionaire businessman as the party's likely nominee. Quote, the only strategy for these other guys is a contested convention in Cleveland, and that is a really poor strategy, said Representative Kevin Cramer, one of nine lawmakers who have endorsed Trump. When I say it's time to start referring to Trump as the presumptive nominee and start talking about him as the likely nominee, that goes for Ted Cruz and John Kasich as well. If Ted Cruz cares more for the party and the country than his own political ambitions, he too will refer to Trump as the presumptive nominee. Step down, give us a one-month, six-week head start to unity. The comments from Cramer, the at-large congressman from North Dakota, came on the same day former Speaker Newt Gingrich, who ran for president in 2012, said Trump's primary victory in his home state of New York on Tuesday made him the presumptive nominee. Neither Cruz, the Tea Party senator from Texas, I love how they refer to that, nor Kasich, the more, the more moderate Ohio governor, have given any indication they're prepared to throw in the towel. My question for you is the advice from Congressman Cramer, good, bad, or indifferent? What do you think? You know, clearly unity is necessary sooner rather than later as it pertains to the ability to beat Hillary Clinton, the presumptive nominee on the Democratic side. But let's just play this out for a second. Hear me out. For Cruz to continue in this battle and say, you know, I'm going to do a little bit here. I mean, mathematically, he can't get there now, right? So what he is banking on is that Trump comes up short of the delegates necessary, say 1237 or whatever they decide, if they decide to have different rules on, okay, the person with the most wins and whatever. But let's what he's banking on is Trump is short, okay? So let's say they stay with their current rules. Trump is short. They have a first ballot vote, and he's short. He isn't at 1237, which would track with the fact, if in fact he did come into the convention without a majority, that he'd be short. And that Cruz is hoping that then somehow on the second or third or fourth ballot or whatever, that then he would have enough votes for people to say, yeah, we're going to switch horses and go to Cruz instead of Trump. What do you think happens to the people who came into the convention with a lead that were Trump supporters? Do they go, okay, darn it anyway, we lost in the second and third, fourth vote. Now we love Ted Cruz. Let's go out and beat Hillary. I don't think they do. I think it becomes a food fight. And I think it's then less likely that Hillary Clinton is defeated. Now, if you are listening to this as a diehard Ted Cruz supporter, and you do not want to give this one up, I get why you'd fight to the 11th hour, but is it the wise decision? Congressman Cramer is suggesting what he's suggesting because of getting a head start on unity. Is he right? Is he wrong? That's eye of the beholder. That's why we ask the questions here on What's On Your Mind. So tell me what you think. 800-228-0550. Just thought we would spend a little time on that. Fox News, coincidentally, as I speak, running a story about how there are signs within the GOP establishment that they are warming to Donald Trump after the big New York win. So it seems to be kind of the story of the day. Are you buying it? Is it swaying you? What say you? Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline to answer. 800-228-0550. Text Todd to answer 701-226-8503. You got extra batteries in the phone, Todd? You prepare for the
it is
onslaught?
Actually sitting on my charger that Larry Johnson got for me once upon a time because he knew I'd end up running out, and he was right.
You mean the Larry Johnson?
Larry, otherwise known as Larry Our Cable Guy. Long before Dan Whitley became Larry the Cable Guy, Larry Johnson was a cable guy. So he's the original Larry the Cable Guy.
Is that right? And he keeps the mothership 550 just a humming.
He does.
In a few hours.
By the way, Texter wants to know when you're going to bring back that hot black conservative dude. I'm wondering who that's from.
Hot black conservative dude. Well, I'm guessing since he referred to himself as hot, it probably is Leon Francis himself.
I'm thinking it was him. But yeah.
Who would be the cool conservative dude. Hot is not a word I'd use to describe him, but those questions and others, welcome on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Need a great delivery vehicle? You've got to call Gordy Brewstead at Valley Imports and have him tell you about the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans.
You sit up a lot higher, and your field of vision is huge. One of the things is being able to stand up in the back end of the van where a lot of people are on their hands and knees bent over, and now they can actually stand up. And the technology that they're putting into the Sprinters now is second to none.
Gordy, you started out selling cars in Devil's Lake, and now you're still selling to people in Devil's Lake.
Well, there's going to be more and more and more cars, the imports all over the country. And there's a few in Devil's Lake. I have sold to some of my former customers up there. Yes, you're right.
How do you try to give your customers a great service experience?
Before we even sell them a car, we'll go back and take them through our service department and show them when they bring the car in for service what to expect.
Visit Gordy and all the great people at Valley Imports in Fargo, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue, or call them at 800-676-7667 or valleyimports.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Somebody please, Todd, can you take care of this? Would you remove the Chex Mix from the studio? I'm addicted to Chex Mix.
We can, but I have a donut sitting right here. That's not helping me.
It's sort of like you should keep your phone out of your reach when you're in the vehicle so you don't die and kill somebody else, right? Which, by the way, is clearly an epidemic in this country. Have you noticed, have you just looked around while you're driving, how many people have the wheel in one hand and the phone in the other? And how often
Although I would say distracted driving was around when you and I were learning to drive, and we didn't have cell phones.
I know. I'm always conflicted on this because I think of it as bad as it is. But I just look around and see it. I don't know. There's got
to
be...
I'm happy to see one hand on a wheel in this day and age. But
oh, my gosh. Anyway, so you're supposed to just put your phone so you can't reach it, and then you don't have that. And by the way, I need to do it, too. So, but anyway... Check mix for me is the same way. If it's within reach, I'm toast. So I'm going to hide it.
We now know your weakness.
Rely on Todd to...
We're going to get you a 100-pound bag of Chex Mix for Christmas now.
Yeah, exactly. Emailer says, Kramer's advice is silly. Trump will not reach 1,237 delegates. At a contested convention, many delegates will switch to Cruz, or it's likely he'll win the nomination. If Trump becomes a nominee, he will lose to Hillary badly. All right, Adam... Again, thanks for the opinion, but it goes back to my same point. First of all, you can't say Trump will not reach 1,237 delegates. We don't know that. It's possible, you're right, but it's also possible that he could make it. If he doesn't make it, he's going to be just a little bit short, so much so they're talking about making it up with unbound delegates like we have. And by the way, we have an all-call for unbound delegates in North Dakota. We want to talk to you. Every one of you. Just want to kind of find out how you're going through this process, because these unbound delegates, not only in North Dakota, but from everywhere, could make a big, big difference. But what Adam is missing is my later point to say, again, the scenario you have to root for if you're a Cruz person is to say, whatever the number of delegates that Trump comes up with, if he ends up short, you're going to stiff them on a second or third ballot and say, you came in with the majority, not a majority of the delegates, but, more than anybody else, and now we want you to go away. Is that the way to unity for the November election? That's the big question. Maybe in your mind, because you view Trump as the worst possible candidate to take on Hillary, you'd say yes, but I don't know. I don't know. Tim in Edgley, let's put you up next for your opinion on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline here. Go ahead.
Well, I'm disappointed in these candidates. It seemed to me the smart thing for them to do. Trump, if he was smart, he would align himself with Cruz, put him on the ticket as a VP. They'd be an unbeatable team against that criminal Clinton woman. She's the enemy. And they're
now you're talking.
Each other.
Now you're talking, Tim. This is the way people ought to be talking.
And if Cruz was smart, he would take that. He would go with that because. You got Trump in there for 8 years. He gets the country turned around. Cruz, he gets the exposure to the American people. He takes up where Trump left off. And that would be an unbeatable team.
It would. And by the way, it would drive the establishment nuts.
The real enemy is this Clinton woman. Why isn't this woman indicted? There are people, there are military people, there are generals that have been run out of the military for things that they didn't, lesser things than what she's done.
I'm with you, Tim. My question to you is, do you think Cruz would do it? If Trump right now said to Ted Cruz...
If he was smart, he would do it. He's showing himself right now to me to be not very smart and to be not put. He talks about putting the American people and the country first. He needs to be thinking that way strategically down the road. This is what Ronald Reagan would do. This is what he would have done. This is how he did it.
Here's what I don't like about Ted Cruz. There's a lot of things I do like, and I've said it before. I mean, if I went issue by issue, I would say, I align with the guy incredibly, right? He has a righteousness about him where he's just, kind of comes off as superior to anybody that disagrees with him, and that bugs me.
I have noticed that also. And another thing I don't like about the man, he's connected with Goldman Sachs. And if I would say one thing about the old socialist, he has really beat up on those banks and bankers. These international bankers, they run everything. That is a fact.
You raised some good points, though, Tim. I appreciate it. But what I was getting at is the righteousness, I think, prevents him from saying, yeah, okay, I'm not going to get to the majority, so let's do this. And instead, we're going to do a crash and burn mission between now and the convention that may or may not work. And the sad part is, in my mind, if it worked, I mean, I'd be okay if it by the rules, Ted Cruz, second, third, fourth vote has the most wins. But you leave a whole bunch of other folks on the roadside. They're roadkill, and I don't think you beat Hillary. So I think the unity thing's a better way to go. Tell me if I'm wrong. Tell me if you disagree. Tell me if you agree. 800-228-0550. Beulah is where we go next, and Dave is waiting on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Hey, Dave.
Hey there. Good morning. Dave, has it happened very often that two candidates have picked each other for a vice president that run against each other? Has it happened very often?
Well, Ford and Reagan. I'm sorry, not Ford and Reagan. Reagan and Bush, right?
Okay.
So they were opponents in 80, and he took them. What happened in 88? This has happened a few times on the Democratic side.
Is that right? I'm curious about that. And also, you know what? I got to wonder that if Trump was to win the nomination, I bet you there would be a lot of Cruz supporters that would stand behind Trump. But if Cruz wins the nomination, I'll bet you there's a lot less Trump supporters that will stand behind him. Because so many of Trump's supporters are people that, well, I don't know, are uninformed or haven't voted in the last many years from what I hear, you know. Because they weren't satisfied with what was going on. And I bet you if Trump doesn't win it, they'll go back in the closet.
Yeah, and I'm not advocating that. I'm just saying that I think that that's a reality. I think you point out something very good. That's what I'm trying to say to the Cruz folks. Okay, your only chance to win is, again, going into the convention, your guy's behind, and the other guy doesn't have enough to, under the current rules, get the nomination, so you got to go to a second, third ballot. You don't think that's going to fracture the party and make it tougher to beat Hillary? I do. I really do. So that's just a fact. I would hope the Trump folks would get on the Cruz board train if he was there, but he hasn't. And again, Cruz is going to be well short. Ted Cruz said to John Kasich, hey, you are mathematically eliminated. Drop out. Well, now, guess who else is mathematically eliminated? Right? His own advice is here. I think Kevin Cramer's onto the right thing. Get to unity sooner. That's why I'm asking the question, does it make sense or not? Tell us, Sandy and Bismarck, Chad and Fargo, Joel with an email, a few texts coming in. We'll continue on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings. Always, my personal favorite is the 4 for $4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Julia, and I'm with Jane. I slept great last night. Can't sleep? Hey, I'm sleeping. Julia's sleeping. Jane's sleeping. Julia says, I'm so in love with my pillow. I used to have trouble sleeping, so I bought a new bed, which is awesome, but then I got two My Pillows. They rock my world. I don't ever want to get out of bed. Thank you, Mr. My Pillow dude. You rock my world. That's what Julia said. And by the way, I guarantee you, her two pillows were a lot more easy on the pocketbook than that new bed. You know what I'm saying? Jane says, hey, thanks, guys. Received the pillows yesterday. I'm so happy I found you. In the last month, I've been only getting like 4 to 5 hours of sleep almost every night. Felt horribly tired every day. I never dreamed my pillow could be the problem. Last night, I slept for 8 hours. Only woke up a few times for a few minutes and fell back to sleep. No problems. What a relief. Michael Lindell is a genius. He is. Minnesota guy.
Yeah, that's a good lesson. You think of so much about your bed, but where is your head? The pillow. Why go cheap on the pillow? That's where your head is for all those 8 hours.
And by the way, there's no need to go. You can go cheap and get a good night's sleep because we have the 4-for-1 deal back where you get the classic 4-pack combo. For only $99.98, two classic pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, the savings of $160. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. All right, I want to keep this tally straight. Manny and Todd, you help me here. So far we have two people agreeing with Congressman Kramer. We have one disagreeing. That was Chad, right? And we did the Beulah caller there right before the break, I think, was saying,
I agree with Congressman Kramer 100%.
That one came in, too, so if you're counting,
I agree with
that
Congressman
one
Kramer 100%. There's three. And then the Beulah caller, I think, I'm not sure that he was agreeing or disagreeing. He was just saying that he didn't think the Trump supporters would ever support Cruz. I don't remember the earlier part of the conversation, so I'm going to keep him as neutral. Chad in Fargo, what's on your mind? You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. I agree with Kevin Kramer, but there's just two comments I got to make, or three. Number one is that, if I was watching Fox Friends last night, they went to a Bernie rally. I don't think, this morning they were talking about on Fox Friends that 48% of Democrats were going to vote for Hillary. He said they should get 48%, but I started thinking about this, well, how in the world could that be? Because of the fact that Bernie Sanders, a lot of the people on that side said that they would never vote for her. They said she's very untrustworthy, and they don't think she would be a good candidate. Two, Trump, I like Cruz a lot better, but I think you're right, that they need to fold in their bandwagon and ask to become the vice president. Number three, is it amazing it costs 13 cents for every vote for Donald Trump, where it was costing $9 for Bernie Sanders, and it cost like $3 or $4 for every Hillary Clinton vote. I mean, it was just amazing. This man, the way if he could run his campaign, run our country like he did his campaign, man, I think we got a hell of a good chance here.
Yeah, and by the way, you know the Democrats are going to vote. I think the estimates are $1 billion is what it will take in the general election, and it will ultimately have been spent. And for instance, if Donald Trump is the nominee and Hillary Clinton is the opponent, Hillary Clinton will say every horrible, awful, terrible thing you can imagine about Donald Trump. Guess what? It hasn't worked. In all these places where he's not spending the money and winning, the opposition, and this has been with many of the 17 candidates that he is 16, I guess, that he's faced in this race, have been pounding him into oblivion.
All these places where
and it's not working. You know what I mean, Chad? And that's saying something.
The opposition has been with many of the 17 candidates.
You still there, Chad? Chad turned the radio up, I think, because I heard myself there for a while. But I'm agreeing with Chad. All right, so he agreed with Kevin and went on to talk about the efficiency of the Trump machine. Will that translate to how he governs? Is that a good argument? Make you feel good? I like it. Sandy in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello?
Hi, Sandy.
Hi. Yeah, I totally agree with Kevin Cramer. If we don't get behind Trump, I wouldn't vote for Cruz. I'd probably look more at Bernie Sanders if they don't get behind Trump. I can't stand Hillary, but I don't know that I like Cruz very much either.
Holy
I think
buckets.
That the Republicans are going to lose a lot of people if they don't jump behind him.
Yeah, the unity thing, I think, can't be dismissed here. That's going to take some time. The negatives are through the roof. And you know, Trump's negatives are high, so are Hillary's. You know, Cruz's are not ideal, but they're lower than Trump's, right? So there's just
right.
a lot of just think about this. Now, I ask Cruz supporters in the audience, the idea of your guy being part of a team, like a Cruz, you know, Trump-Cruz presidential campaign now till November, wouldn't that excite mm-hmm. you a lot more than going to the convention and
fighting against one another?
Right, and not prevailing and then being, you know, on the outside looking in. I mean, and he'd be, look, Ted Cruz is at a whole different level now as a political force in the United States, either way, no matter what happens here. But he's not part of, he wouldn't be part of the administration. He'd be part of a, you know, a lecture circuit and a speech circuit and you know, not unlike what Rick Santorum did after he lost the Republican nomination to Mitt Romney. You're a force, you're on TV a lot, but you're not that. I would just think as a Cruz supporter, you'd be a lot more favorably part of a team and some unity to take on Hillary Clinton, wouldn't you, Sandy?
Oh, I totally agree. Because if Hillary gets in there, I don't know what's going to happen to our country. I think we're in big, big trouble. I'm so scared if she gets in. I mean, I don't even know how she can run. The woman should be in jail, in my opinion.
All right, we're going to mark you down. Thanks, Sandy. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550. Go ahead and roll that call. It's next up here, Todd, off air comment that came in.
Hi. Talking about the delegates and everything else here that we got going on. What's to say as a scenario, since Trump does not have the majority, if that's the case where they go in there, all the rest of them together are a majority and they get behind Cruz. Then what? Is Cruz not the person we're going to run for? And, of course, then you're worried about Trump splitting the GOP completely. And at this point, you're talking about getting it back to a one-party system in the United States of America, which, hey, maybe that was Trump's goal all along. Who knows? Scenarios. Bye.
Hmm. Interesting. All right. We earlier said you could ask us anything by text at 701-226-8503. We didn't anticipate that we would get, you know, a comment like, hey, when are you going to bring back that hot black conservative dude? So we decided, to, since that was an interesting comment, that we'd actually call the person that sent us that comment. And it turns out it was the hot black conservative dude, the one and only Leon Francis. So You've assigned this label of hot to you. Does your wife agree, I hope?
I don't. Well, yeah, I guess.
Or did she borrow the phone and send that to us and just want to?
I think someone borrowed my phone and
that might have done it.
I do consider myself pretty hot. You said cool, so I'll take that too. But there you go. I do have a comment about this election cycle and the whole Trump Cruz Kasich. I am I'm concerned. I understand where Kramer is coming from, but I am very concerned that our guys are too involved in the infighting to recognize that we have a much bigger problem at hand. Hillary beats all of our guys. If you look at the popular vote, she beats all of our guys combined. That is a problem. And while we're bickering and we're talking about each other's lives and little ancillary issues that matter absolutely not, we need to focus on Hillary. That's going to be our biggest problem.
I couldn't agree anymore. So back to Kevin Kramer's point, he's saying start now focusing on Hillary. To go to an earlier caller's suggestion, hey, how about Ted Cruz and Donald Trump team up right now and bring those two forces together and the folks from the other 15 campaigns together and start focusing on Hillary. I mean, I don't lament the polls today because they don't mean a lot, but I tell you what, the longer it goes that you have this food fight, the more damage it has done, the more difficult it will be to beat her. So that's why I think the argument when, look, he, there's an internal memo in the Trump campaign. We have a Trump guest later that we're going to ask about this, but suppose it has a path to 1,400 delegates, whatever. You don't know if that's bluster or whatever. I mean, they could do it. They still could do it, but we know this. Ted Cruz can't. He can't mathematically get there. Neither can John Kasich. So wouldn't it be better to have a little kumbaya, if you will, and get everybody on the same page?
The thing is, I don't know if conservatives can get behind another pep rally, another popularity contest. I mean, folks are like me are turned off when people don't recognize that. One, Trump is not a conservative. Just today he came out, and a lot of conservatives believe that boys should use the boys' room and girls should use the girls' room. But he comes out and says, hey, whatever you feel like, you should use whatever bathroom you identify with. I have a problem with that and someone that's representing me and my policies. That is a big problem for me.
So I hear you. I hear you. And there's a lot of other people that have other horses in this race, but we are where we are, right? I mean, so what do you do? What do you do? You let Hillary win, or do you?
But then you have to also ask yourself: are you willing to let the conservative party die? Do you realize that in New York there about 150,000. Folks were alienated from voting in the Republican primary because there is a conservative party there. Now, so think about that. Do we win an election and let a movement / party die on the vine, or do we rally around a person that is not a conservative just to retain our power base? I think it's a dang if we do, dang if we don't. But I think we need to figure out something pretty quick and get. I don't have the answer, but we definitely need a game plan.
I agree with you. And I think the conservative bloc, if you will, obviously is in the Ted Cruz camp. That's why some sort of unity deal between those two camps could preserve the conservative movement and actually help Trump get elected with conservatives. Leon, great talking with you. One cool dude, our guest.
Thanks, the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
First
International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Business owners, listen up. I want to tell you about getting the most money for your business. Art Rosenberg's on the phone from Sunbelt Business Brokers. I'd imagine that one of the first questions you get from a business owner is, what's my business worth? Is that right?
That's correct. The sad part, the majority of businesses are sold for the value of its fixtures and inventory.
So how does Sunbelt do it different?
Well, Sunbelt represents the owner and an ongoing entity that allows it to find its true value and reflect it in its sales price. We look at the market growth potential, a recurring revenue, the customer base, expansion of potential services, and the current management team, whether it'll stay or whether it's moving on.
How long does this process take, Art?
From 3 to 6 months on most cases, depending on our ability to get the information together from the seller and matching them up with a qualified buyer.
Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I agree with him. It's time to unify the party and start focusing on the real enemy, and that's Hillary Clinton. And I'm tired of Ted Cruz crowing about winning North Dakota. He didn't win anything up here, and I didn't get to vote, nor did most of the people of North Dakota on who we really wanted to see. Anyway, that's just a couple things I'd like to say. Thanks.
Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Find out what's on your mind today. We started the program telling you about a story in The Hill, a newspaper quoting Congressman Kevin Cramer saying it was time for Cruz and Kasich to recognize that they're mathematically eliminated and we need some unity time here. To drop out now and unify behind Trump and go out and focus on beating Hillary. And we're asking, is he right, is he not? And there's another one that agrees with Congressman Cramer. Welcome more of your calls, questions, and comments at 800-228-0550. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. and the Lignite Energy Council meeting again today. And Bismarck, I wish I was there. Gosh darn it, a lot going on. But I hope you get a chance to take it in. We talk about them every day. I posted on my Facebook page yesterday a new hat making the rounds over there. Make coal great again. There we go. We're going to put that hat on Donald Trump or Ted Cruz or somebody. Because, of course, coal is and will remain great and such an affordable energy resource, but it is under a withering attack from government right now. It is just absolutely ridiculous. So, anyway, the hashtag coal strong. Secure Energy Future website is a great resource to have the latest on the clean power plan and the battles that are happening there. Let your members of Congress know where you're coming from on this issue. Make sure we have the affordable energy. We have the jobs. We have the impacts on the economy and the reliable energy. SecureEnergyFuture.org. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Yvette in Fargo is next up on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today. Hello, Yvette.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Good. What's on your mind today?
Well, I disagree with Congressman Kramer. And for this reason, if we would, if Ronald Reagan and Abraham Lincoln would have dropped out and not gone to a contested convention, we wouldn't have had a President Lincoln and we wouldn't have had a President Reagan.
Right. It's a good point. Somebody else texted this earlier, said Lincoln walked into the 1860 convention with 22% of the delegates, won on the third ballot. And you're right. Now, again, we don't know if Trump's not going to get there. We know the others can't get there, but it would be an argument for them to stay in. I think the difference between now and 1860 is 24/7 cable news, right? And incredible obsession over these races, meaning that if Trump came in with 1,235 and on the first ballot, second ballot, 1,200. Third ballot, 900. And ultimately he's overtaken.
If he comes in with 1,237 on the first ballot, he will be the nominee.
Right, but I'm saying if he doesn't, if he comes in just short and on a second or third or fourth ballot, it ends up being Cruz, I believe you have disunity and you have a tougher time beating Hillary Clinton. I think that's the argument that Kevin Kramer is making, and that's the one I'm making in supporting it.
We won't know that until we get through California, and I think we should allow it to play out. And if nothing else, it will make Trump become a better candidate. Because right now, at this point, he has no ground game. He has no organization. How in the world is he going to go up against the Clinton machine and the Democratic Party in getting out votes for the general election?
Well, the Republican National Committee would bring him that with the thing. But you make some good points. I mean, I think he's a better candidate because of the race.
I think I'm making some really excellent points.
Yeah.
And in my mind, Donald Trump has not proven to me that he is that he's conservative, number one, and that he's a Republican. He can say that he's a Republican, but all of his arguments when he's going up against the other candidates come from Democratic talking points.
So let me ask you this. Why is he leading the Republican nomination battle in the significant fashion?
Well, if you really look very closely at the states that he has won, they were open primaries or open caucuses. So he got a lot of Democrats voting in those elections.
But we're going to need a few of them to beat Hillary in November.
Well,
so that isn't a bad thing.
I think one of the other things that we have learned from both Romney and McCain is that if you do not shore up your base, meaning the conservative Republicans, you are going to lose. No one has won as a Republican going into election not having their base. In the Republican Party are conservatives.
Another good point, although it is also a point that Kevin Kramer's making, that you could rally those forces now. But Yvette, all good points. I appreciate your calling. Jim and Hazen, let me quickly get you in for a comment here, and we'll continue this on the other side of the break. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I was just kind of curious, as all these people keep calling in, I wonder how their president candidate running 2 elections ago. How well did they perform and got beat?
I mean, it's time for the people person to go in and take a shot at it.
You think Kramer's right, obviously. Way to do it.
Bye-bye. Yep.
Good point, Tim. Thank you. Mike and Minot, LeVon on the road next.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Fryer with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming April machinery and construction equipment auctions feature dozers, excavators, backhoes, trenchers, payloaders, and numerous John Deere and Case IH tractors, combines, semis, new and used grain trailers, and hundreds more farm machinery and construction equipment. For detailed information on these items and many more in Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.